This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Food power. That sounds like a political slogan, but it might be an appropriate way to describe what happens when delicious food brings people together. Today we'll meet a rural Kansas woman who is helping families and cooks prepare simple, delicious meals and enjoy the unifying power of food. It's today's Kansas Profile. Chucky Hassong is a food blogger and founder of Laughing Rooster Eats. Her father was an Army cook. Her mother taught her lots of things in the kitchen. Growing up, our kitchen was a magical place, filled with love and warmth, where I marveled at my mama's ability to create culinary wonders with her instinctive touch, Hassong wrote. Mom didn't care about having new kitchen stuff or a perfectly organized kitchen. She simply let her creativity flow, she wrote. This inspired Chucky to study vocational family and consumer sciences education at Pittsburgh State. She then taught family and consumer sciences in junior high and high school. Hassong would later earn a master's in community development from K-State. When her kids were born, Hassong chose to stay home with them. The family was living in the country near Frontenac, north of Pittsburgh. We started raising meat chickens, pork, beef, and gardening. We even had a milk cow, Hassong said. When the cow freshens, you have extra milk, so we started making cheese, she said. Hassong decided to sell her extra products at the Pittsburgh Farmers Market. She also knew she wanted a business name that was fun. I like the fun part of life, Hassong said. I wanted something that was kind of jolly. A rooster is kind of a funny animal, Hassong said. She decided to call her place Laughing Rooster Farm. As the business grew, she wanted to promote the farmers market and the products that were available there. In 2010, she had an opportunity to go on the local television station, KOAM, to promote the market through her food preparation skills. I would ask the other growers, "What do you have a lot of right now?" Then I would create and share a recipe using those products that were in season, she said. This went so well that she became a regular on the TV morning show for several years. In 2014, she joined the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District as a family and consumer sciences agent, and later became a regional extension specialist in SNAP education. Meanwhile, she continued to share her love of cooking. Hassong created a website called Laughing Rooster Eats. This constantly updated website contains countless recipes to share, complete with beautiful color photos. The recipes are categorized as appetizers and snacks, breakfasts, casseroles, desserts, main dishes, salads, side dishes, and slow cookers. That refers to the equipment, not to dummies like me. Hassong returned to KOAM television and now hosts a biweekly morning cooking show for the four-state area. One goal is to encourage people to cook successfully. I want to simplify and streamline these recipes so that people can see that they can create delicious meals themselves, Hassong said. In September 2023, with help from her college student daughter, Hassong launched a blog with backstories to accompany her recipes. Her goal was to post 100 recipes by Christmas. She accomplished that. Now her blog has followers across the country and the world. Food is magical, Hassong said. It brings people together. It can unite families, friends, and strangers. One year, Hassong traveled to Italy. We visited a cheesemaking plant, she said. The man did not speak a word of English, and I certainly did not speak a word of Italian, but we totally communicated with each other over food, she said. It's wonderful to find this successful foodie in a rural community such as Frontenac, population 3,382 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.laughingroostereats.com. Food power. Not only can food fuel our bodies, it has the power to bring people together at a kitchen table or in a community. We commend Chucky Hassong of Laughing Rooster Eats for making a difference by sharing her love of cooking with others. That can be powerful. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.